In the aftermath of the World Trade Center collapse, federal officials are calling for an organization to investigate building collapses, just as the government has an agency that looks into plane crashes. Yesterday, investigators told startled members of Congress that they had trouble getting scraps of steel from the site to analyze the collapse. They even had trouble getting the Trade Center's blueprints. NPR's Richard Harris has the story.
When a building collapses, engineers always want to know why. Building codes are updated with the information, and sometimes existing structures are modified. But there's no official government body to carry out that work. So when the Federal Emergency Management Agency and private engineers pieced together a team to assess the collapse of the World Trade Center, they had no legal authority to back them up. Glenn Corbett from John Jay College in New York City told Congress the result was trouble, starting with the steel from the towers.
It is the steel that holds the primary key to understanding the chronology of the events resulting in the collapse. Without an official investigative presence, the FEMA sanctioned assessment team did not have the authority to ensure that all the structural steel was thoroughly examined and the crucial steel from the points of impact were safe for examination.
At the House hearing yesterday, New York Democrat Joseph Crowley asked one of the key investigators, Gene Corley, about this.
We were disturbed to find out that the city was actually disposing of or selling off
material. Previously indicated that we definitely wanted to see the steel and select
Did you or did FEMA or any other entity actually ask or tell the city of New York to cease and desist from disposing of that material?
I don't have any knowledge that anyone had the authority even to ask them to cease and desist.
So no one even asked them.
Corley from the American Society for Civil Engineers said in the end they had gathered enough steel from recycling yards and elsewhere to get the answers they needed. But Corley's group had more trouble when it came to getting the blueprints from the New York Port Authority, which owned the Trade Center. Those weren't handed over until January. Science Committee Chairman Sherwood Bollert, a New York Republican, found the circumstances troubling.
We understand that the blueprints were finally obtained when members of your team signed agreements with the Port Authority that you would not testify against it in court. And apparently that delayed getting the blueprints in a timely manner. Is this a routine procedure?
I guess I would have to say that this is the first time that I have signed one like that.
That agreement not to use the information against the Port Authority outraged Congressman Anthony Weiner, a New York Democrat.
You don't have the ability to say, I won't use it here, I will use it there. You'll use it wherever we say you'll use it. If you come before us after looking at these blueprints and you decide that the Port Authority was at fault and you raise your right hand because the chairman asked you to, you're going to tell us, I don't care what you sign.
Federal authorities at the hearing suggested the best way to avoid problems like this in the future is to create a federal organization that has the power to issue subpoenas and otherwise require cooperation in investigations. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.